So we left off yesterday with this inyan of the mafsik in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, or the mafsik between Baruch Shem and Hoidu, without speaking, without doing anything. Actually, someone walked over to me this morning before davening and asked me if there's any problem with texting during Pesukei Dezimra. Could he text? Or someone else asked me a few days ago if they can mouth to others. So obviously, it's not the best thing to do. If one did it, it's not like speaking, but still, just stop pausing already might be an issue, like we're seeing over here, where we quoted the Mishnah Berurah, who's used the Lashon of Lishay's Harbe Bein Time, that Lechatchila one should not wait Harbe between the Bracha and doing the Mitzvah. The Gris Maish was concerned about the Neshika alone. But she ends off, he says, Shame is the in Yeshioi cloud, that's not called the Shioi. And we said that Minig Olam is Taka, after they finish Baruch Shama, to wait for the Chazin to finish in order to answer Amen to the Chazin. And then they start Hoidu, which sometimes could be more than just a Kedei Dibur amount of time. But that we could say is a Shia Letzairach, similar to like by Hamaitzi, when you wait for the Beitzea to eat, which also could take a few seconds until he actually finishes cutting, eating, and then you can eat. By Ishtabach, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one should wait for the Shulchan Aruch says one should wait for the Chazen. Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei sheyia yuchal lahasmich le'achkach hakadosh miyad. To say Ishtabach when the Chazen's saying, with the Chazen, so that he could be samech kadosh to it right after. Aval, says the Mishnah Berurah, hayochid, Yoyma Yishtabach Miyad. But a Yachid should say it right away. V'chein b'Shabbos, im goma p'sukei d'zimra, koydem ha'shatz, Yoyma Yishtabach Miyad. Meaning, if you will be the Chazin, or you, there's a chance that you might be the Chazin, so then you should wait before Yishtabach, even if it means waiting some time before you're going to end off Yishtabach. But if you're a Yachid, not davening b'chizus, I don't mean davening b'chizus, meaning that you're not the chazin, you're in the tzibur. Then, when you finish az yashir, if the tzibur is not starting yishtabach soon, then you should say yishtabach on your own and wait after yishtabach until the chazin is ready to start kaddish and baruch. The question is on Shabbos. It's very interesting because Shabbos, the meaning is that everyone waits by Shechinad, Hakel, Yontif, and so could be from Halacha's Mashmah that you shouldn't do that, but it could be when you're stopping earlier on, he's still going to say more. It's different than stopping right before Yishtabach. But the meaning of them is to wait for the Chazan by Shechinad. The Bi'ur Halacha brings down that Bi'ur Halacha says, Ba'abracha mascheles that the bracha is considered that it starts from the beginning of yishtab of the where the bracha of the maschalas berchas yishtabach. He says the Bi'ur Halacha says that therefore according to the Magen Avraham, once you start yishtabach, it's mutter to answer amen, but only until you start the bracha to Hashem. I think we spoke about that a little last time. The what about by Mariv, those that say Baruch Hashem Lo'elam Amen V'Amen, or V'Yirei Neinu, or this is a bracha that's not brought in the Gemara. It's actually Machleks Rishonim. If it was Bisman Gemara, Tais Brachas Da Beis brings down that they were from the Rabban Basrei, later ones. So if someone started, someone saying these psukim, what about being mafsik in to answer Amen, Kaddish, Kedusha during these psukim? It seems like until Yirei Neinu is psukim, Yirei Neinu is already beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha there. The Betzel HaChochma, Chelik Dal Simuch of Zayin, he has a richas on this. In general, he has a richas also about a ben chutzar who comes there to Eretz Yisrael. Adas to go back. Should he say this pasuk or not? I guess we'll discuss it more when we learn the tefillah of when we learn the halachas of Ma'ariv. But those are the halachas over here. Okay, Sif Gimel. Yizar shalei liga b'shas pasuk at Zimra umikoshken achakach ad gemar tefillah. V'mkoymais ha-mechusim begufay. One should be careful not to touch during pasuk at Zimra and surely after pasuk at Zimra until the end of Shmon Esrei. Places which are covered, normally covered, or on the head, where it's covered, like under the yarmulke. And that we already discussed earlier, when we were talking about washing before davening, these halachas, which means, is like from the neck bone downwards, or from the shoulder, where the shoulder starts getting wide on the back. Elbows, we discussed then that there's machleis of pricing about short sleeves. If it's the derech to wear short sleeves, so what about between the end of the short sleeve to the elbow? Where we mentioned that there are other tirufim also to be makel, because it's clean, it's not sweaty. We also spoke about the tzayas achoitim, tzayas oizin, the dirt from the nose or the ears, which the kitzur says over here, also liga, the Aruch HaShulchan also brings it down, but then the Aruch HaShulchan says that it seems to him that the minig is to be makel on that. So of course the best thing is to use a tissue. And if it's b'shas tefillah, all these things, if you're during Shmon Esrei, you can't move from your place to get water, so then it's for sure fine to just wipe your hands on whatever you have over there, to rub it on the wall, to rub it on the tablecloth, to rub it on the table, that'll be fine. But otherwise, if someone actually scratched down to the scalp under their yarmulke, or they touch makayim zimra tunafim, where during Pesuk of Zimra, it's you're allowed to get up and walk out. If it won't stir your tefillah so a lot, then that's what one should do. Or just be careful not to touch those places. Now, Siv Dalit, we mentioned earlier that there are minhagim to stand at different parts of Pesukei Zimra. We quoted the Ramah that says Baruch Shama and Yishtabach and by Baruch David. And then we quoted the Aruch Shulchan who said also the Shiras Tayyam, Az Yashir. Over here the Kitzur brings down Mizma L'Saida. Mizma L'Saida Oymrim Ba'amido V'Simcha. Mizma L'Saida should be said with standing and with simcha. There are actually different minhagim about standing for Mizma L'Saida. There are those that do not stand by Mizma L'Saida, therefore one should follow their minig or the minig of the shoulder davening in. But b'simcha, everyone agrees to. And the reason for this is because it's b'makim karban taida. Mizma L'Saida, the kapitel Mizma L'Saida, is in place of karban taida. Karban taida is the karban that he brought as thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to be happy and excited about thanking the other person. Can't be forced. The main standing over there is from Vayvarach David until Atu Hashem Alekim. Really, a person can sit down afterwards. However, since for the Shira, there's also Indian to stand and say it with Kavana or Bezimcha, there's a special Indian by the Shira to say with Kavan and Simcha. Therefore, people stand straight from Vayivarach David until after Yishtabach, because by Yishtabach also, by the Bracha of Yishtabach also, one will stand. It's very important also that by Ashrei, the Pasuk of Pesach is Yedecho Mesbil Chokhai Rotzen, one has to have Kavana to the Pasuk of Shadda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is open to satisfy all living desires. All you need to do is come and take it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His hands are open. You need to approach him and receive it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is there. He has enough to satisfy everyone. If one was not mechavin, they need to go back to the Pasuk Pesach and continue from Pesach straight. If it's only Mil Da'aluka, go back to Pesach and continue from over there. On Shabbos and Yontif, Sifhei, Shabbos and Yontif, we do not say Mizma L'Saida. Because since it's been marking the carbon, and the carbon taida was brought as a nidava, we do not bring the dharma and the davis on Shabbos or Yontif. Also, we do not see mizmah say the Chol HaMoed Pesach, because since the taida was brought with 10 lachmei chametz, 10 breads which were chametz, and on Pesach you cannot have chametz, so therefore the carbon cannot be brought. And similarly, also on Erev Pesach, we do not say mizmah seida, because perhaps you won't finish eating the carbon until the Zman Issa Chametz, and then you'll have to burn it. We don't want to have to come to burning Kachem. So therefore, we did not bring the carbon Teida on Erev Pesach. And one last time, also on Erev Yom Kippah, because since you can be a Memayit the Zman Achila, and might come to Kachem, will be brought the psul. Talking about the Karm Taida, just the interesting part comes to mind that Taida is a form of shlamim. The shlamim we eat in 2 days and one night. Taida was 1 day and one night. And the question is why? Why does the Taida not have 2 days also? So the Abar Benel and the Nitziv both write the same word that since Karm Taida is to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes he has done for you. The most beautiful way of doing that is expressing it with other people, not just on your own, but expressing it with other people. A carbon shlamim, the owners came home with a lot of meat, and it's pretty difficult to eat it in a short time. So therefore, the Torah made it even shorter to 1 day and one night, which will force you to invite friends over, and then you'll be mesameach with them. Avigdor Miller said that when someone gives you a nice meal, so then it's much easier for you to be excited for him. You go to a fancy chasna where there's fancy food and good food, you get excited. You're excited to be there. So a good steak, so then they're excited. So that's how you get them involved. But that's Mizmor Seid. Mizmor Seid is the simcha. As we said, the simcha, some people say with a niggin, with a zemer, and maybe that will be Zevi's next song after we get out of the quarantine, the Mizmor Seid, the Rabbani Shleilam. We were listening yesterday, actually, to the Animamin out here in the fields. It was being played, Animamin, and Muna Shalema, Shleilam was crowding around it. So we'll say that. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, everyone should have a wonderful day.